Welcome back to another episode of Talkin' Troy. Today we're going to be talking about a number of topics, but first we're going to kick things off on the diamond. USC baseball is heating up lately. Won 5 in a row, 8 of their last 9, coming off a really big victory against UC Irvine, who's ranked number 12. And their bats have been waking up. They started out the year with one of the worst starts in team history, USC, and now really on the rise. So I want to open it up for you guys. What have you guys seen about this team in the past, you know, stretch of games? Has really been an improvement over, you know, the course of the season.
Well, I think you and me talked about this a couple of weeks ago before the Oregon State matches, that if this team continues up, like bringing up their hits, getting hot at this right moment, they'll be set for the rest of the season. I feel like that's what they're doing right now. They, like you said, they woke up, started getting those hits in, and now they're gaining such good momentum. Yeah, they've had a few losses here and there, but overall, like right now, they're on a 5 winning streak. This momentum is going to carry them into the next couple of games, and they don't really have that many top 25 matches. I think they've only have Oregon, which is ranked top 18 right now, and they just are coming off a loss, so they're probably going to drop as well. So I think that really this momentum is going to be good for them, and the rest of the season looks pretty good for the team.
Yeah, I definitely agree. I think not having a lot of top 25 games left on the docket is both a blessing and a curse. Obviously, USC is a team that I don't think would receive an at-large bid at this moment, so can't really pick up a lot of quality wins. However, they can pick up wins in general against an easy schedule, which can give them momentum into the Pac-12 championship, hopefully stealing a bid in that sense. I think overall, to your point, Casey, I think guys like Ethan Hedges, Ryan Jackson, obviously Jacob Galloway has been playing lights out all season long, but they're making good contact. They're putting the ball in play. The pitchers are striking guys out. I think this team is just playing with a lot more energy and effort than they did in the beginning of the season. A lot of high expectations coming into the year. They started off a little sluggish, but now it's turning into a slugfest for them, and they're putting the ball in play. I think going forward, they need to take advantage of this lack of competition and ride the wave all the way into the Pac-12 tournament.
Yeah, well, it's guys all, you know, veterans and young guys all stepping up, and I think that's what Andy Stankiewicz has really been working on at the helm, getting young guys involved. I think a lot of programs will let those guys sit a little bit, marinate, but you've seen, you know, even over the past few weeks, one guy for me, Dean Carpentier, he has a 3-game streak of hitting at least one home run in a game. He has 3 home runs over the past 3 games and has been really, really good lately. And you talked about a couple of those infielders. I mean, Ethan Hedges started out the year really, really sluggish, and I don't want to call him an unsung hero now because he's, you know, been good in the past, but he's been electric lately. Had a great series against Washington. Same could be said for Ryan Jackson, like you said, and Austin O'Vern as well. I mean, he started the year really, really slow. It was really confusing because Austin O'Vern was he's an MLB prospect. He was a star last year, the triple merchant.
King, yeah.
Yes, and this year he's had his peaks and valleys. He started out the year, you know, low 200s, and he's really picked it up lately. Had a great series against Washington, tallying multiple hits. And I think also, we haven't talked about this yet, but the pitching. I mean, Caden Aoki started out the year really shaky, and he was the guy coming into this year that, you know, all Trojan fans expected to be the ace, and he has really picked that back up. He was a late scratch in his last scheduled appearance, but hopefully he'll be back. I was actually at the game last night. He had his arm wrapped up, so hopefully he'll get some needed rest. But honestly, for, you know, looking at the rest of the schedule, they're going to want their starting pitchers to get the ball rolling. Last night, they put in the freshman, Garen Rizzo. Didn't do great, allowed quick runs, but the bullpen was really, really answering the call. And Fisher Johnson had an amazing game last night, and I think he's going to be that reliever that, you know, if they have games where Stromsborg or Fikus can only go a couple innings, put pencil a guy in like Fisher Johnson. And so I think, yeah, the starting pitching is really picking it up. Stromsborg also really struggled to start the year. I want to see him pick it up. Same with Fikus, but Aoki has been stout lately, and I've loved it.
Yeah, I definitely agree with you. You look at pitching, Johnson's got a sub-1 ERA, which is obviously what you want as a coach from a bullpen guy. And like you said, Aoki, a lot of expectations coming into the year. He still has about a 4.66 ERA, which is not great. But if you look at his past starts against Stanford, UCLA, and Oregon State, all 1 earned run through 6 innings. I mean, if your starting pitcher is giving you 1 earned run over 6 innings and the bats are going, that's a win 9 out of 10 times. So I think he's starting to find his groove, and he's really going to be the ace for the Trojans coming up into this big stretch heading into the Pac-12 tournament. And same goes for Stromsburg. I mean, still has a high ERA, over 5, but you look at his recent games and he's also picking it up. So I think if the team is clicking on both sides, pitching and hitting, obviously this team is very sound defensively in the field. So if the hitting and pitching is there, I think this team can not only finish with a strong record, but live up to the expectations and make a run later in May.
I think the biggest question mark is the consistency of this team, because we see now they're on a 5-game win streak. They've been really good lately, but before that, and you know, not even that long ago, there were many times where they were alternating wins and losses, losing series, especially in the Pac-12. You know, they had a really tough series against UCLA, sort of had a fluke first game where they put up just, you know, a barrage of runs in 15, but didn't turn it around in the next two. And so I think consistency is key. And I think for Stankiewicz, you know, he's only in his second year, so with USC at least. So I think for him, it's kind of like getting those guys to gel. I mentioned it before, but they're playing a lot of guys that are young and inexperienced. You know, we talked about Auvergne. We talked about, you know, a lot of these other guys. Yes, Auvergne is one of the best players on the team, and he's inexperienced in his own right, but he's only a sophomore. Like, the Trojans are not utilizing a lot of those older guys to their, you know, to the biggest extent. But I'm really pleased with the younger guys. And I think, yeah, I think the defense is there. I think the power is there for sure. And I think it's just generating base runners and not leaving guys on base as well.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that point. And on the point of consistency, playing to your competition, as you mentioned, the bad UCLA loss earlier in the season, USC has two big series against Cal and Arizona State, both bottom four in the Pac-12. So it depends which USC is going to show up. Is it going to be the Trojans that took two games away from an Oregon State team that only has 4 losses on the season, is ranked top 10 in the nation? Or is it going to be the USC team that lost a really ugly game to a UCLA team that's second worst in the Pac-12? I think it's all about showing up and playing not only to the level of their competition, but playing above that competition level and just staying consistent and winning games down the stretch.
Yeah, also relating to consistency, I think really it's a team game. The entire team needs to show up, and if one person is, let's say, not having a good game, the rest of the team needs to step it up. And as we said earlier, like, the whole team has been stepping it up. We got the bullpen working. We got the starting pitchers kind of getting their groove back, even with a few little mistakes. But other than that, fine. Hitting-wise, everyone is kind of waking up, and I feel that earlier in the season, they just didn't have that. And that kind of comes into play with the experience. They didn't really have the experience at the beginning, but now that they are stacking up more and more games, they're kind of getting a feel for the game and kind of building up their experience so that now they could continue going into the games with more momentum, more knowledge, more basically just desire to win and keep this momentum going.
Yeah, I mean, looking at the rest of the schedule as well, like, one thing that does concern me a little bit for USC is, like, you get into the group stage of the Pac-12 tournament, you're playing these one-off games, and we've seen USC this week with a few rough showouts in midweek games, because I kind of compare those group stage games to midweeks because, you know, it's one. If you don't have a series, if you drop a game, you know, in a 3-game series, you can make it up in the next two. But they lost to San Diego, and that was a rough 9-3 loss. And they've had a few other rough weekday games as well. Lost to Cal Baptist in a weekday game earlier this year. So I think at the end of the day, I don't really think it matters because how good USC is in the rest of the regular season. Because I don't think they're going to get an at-large bid. That's my personal opinion. I don't think their schedule is hard enough. I think they've scheduled some kind of random games like Gonzaga in a midweek away and then coming home 2 days later for a 3-game set. I think that's going to be really taxing on the team. But I don't think an at-large bid is really here. I mean, last year they had a, you know, great end of the year, still couldn't get one. So I think, you know, maybe for the Trojans, if they want to rest some of their better arms going through, save them for the Pac-12 tournament, especially guys like Aoki, like, maybe like utilizing him a little bit better and a little bit more conservatively, I feel like that might be beneficial. And I think once you get to the Pac-12 tournament, like I said, anyone can win it. It's just getting through that group stage, and we'll see what happens. Like, last year they had a little bit of success but couldn't get all the way through, so we'll see.
Definitely agree. And I think one more thing to look at is how USC starts each game. You see, when they jump out to quick leads, as they did against UC Irvine and against Oregon State in that huge upset, They scored first. They gave themselves a marginal lead, 4-6 runs, and they were able to use their bullpen to keep the lead. I think it's important that they jump out fast. When you see them getting upset and losing these bad losses, as you mentioned, Casey, it's when the hitters are sluggish to start off, and even if there's good pitching, by the time they are down, it's hard for them to come back from those games.
Yeah, another guy I wanted to talk about, because we were talking about the freshman and we kind of glossed over it, but Kevin Takeuchi has really impressed me this year. He's a freshman. I didn't really expect him to have that big of an impact. I know, you know, like I mentioned earlier, I thought Stankiewicz would kind of let those guys ride the bench a bit, but he's currently riding a 3-game hitting streak and has been really, really good, moving his average up towards the 300 mark. And Trojans have quite a few qualified hitters. Obviously, to meet that mark, you have to have at least 2 plate appearances a game and in 3/4 of the games played. And the Trojans' qualified hitters are all hitting above, with the exception of 250. And look, I know that's not great in college baseball, considering some teams like Oregon State, Oregon have many hitters, even like UC Irvine have many hitters in the 400s or the 300s. But I think for a team like USC, it's getting hits when it matters. I don't think they're a team that necessarily generates a plethora of hits in every given game, but I think they're a team that like is really clutch. We've seen walk-offs this year. We've seen really clutch performances, and I'm excited for the route this team has. I think, like I said, biggest thing is consistency.
Yeah, I think really looking at the average right now isn't as big of a thing as looking at how they've been performing in the past few games, because I think the average is really brought down by the beginning of the season. And now that they're, like I said, they're getting their groove on, that they're able to actually get more hits, and that's bringing their averages back up. So I feel that looking at more recent games and all those hits that they've been putting out is a more telling sign of how they're going to do and how they're going to move forward possibly. And like you said earlier, I don't think that they're going to get that bid, but if they keep performing like this and heading into the Pac-12 tournament, they have a good chance of going pretty far in that tournament and possibly performing really well.
Yeah, I definitely agree. I mean, I agree with what you said, Casey. It's one game in the tournament, so that's a little nerve-wracking for a team like USC. But also on the other side of the coin, they can compete with teams like Oregon State. We've seen that. So any given day, if they're given the opportunity, I think if they get hot, they can win those games. One more player we touched on earlier, but it's mind-boggling to see his stats. I think Jacob Galloway is surely an MLB player in the future. He has a hit streak of 5 right now, and he's only not gone on base, I think it's 3 times this entire season. So he's just like, when we talk about getting on base and driving in runs, he's leading USC in pretty much every statistical category there is, from RBIs, home runs, batting average. So I think I'm very excited to see how he plays for the rest of the stretch and in the Pac-12 tournament and in the majors sometime in the future.
He's also a really good defensive catcher, which I think is sort of an underrated part of his game. And I honestly didn't think, I knew he was going to be a good player. Last year he had a really good season, but to be a guy that's consistently being a catalyst every single given night, I mean, he has just been the guy they've needed. And honestly, O'Vern's little bit of his regression is okay. You know, it's sophomore slump a little bit, but to have a guy in Galloway step up and be that sort of catalyst has been awesome. And I hope O'Vern can continue to be a force. And he's a guy that too, that like, you don't need O'Vern to get a hit every time. If O'Vern can reach on a walk or a hit by pitch or even an error or a duck snort to the left field, I don't know, like those hits he's had recently, I feel like he's a guy, you know, he's very fast. He can steal bases, mm-hmm. and he's not necessarily a power hitting guy. He's not the biggest guy, but you know, he drives the ball into the gap. He can make it to third base. And so I think for guys like O'Vern hitting leadoff and then having that like top part of the order for USC, I feel like is really, really strong. And I think even recently, like the bottom of the order has been enriched. And I'm excited to see what Stankiewicz has in his bag of tricks, because started Riley Hunsaker last night, you know, not a guy that many people knew of. He was a freshman, didn't have, I think he had 1 at bat and he got his first career hit. He put Sax Mattson out, who got his first career pair of strikeouts. He did give up 2 home runs, but he did, have some good flashes. So I think Stankiewicz having some trust in his younger guys and his freshmen is really what will propel this team and gel with the veterans.
Yeah, I feel like you brought up the defensive side of things, and I feel like on the defensive side, this team's performing really well too. I don't think it was as big of an issue earlier in the year as what hitting was, but just keeping that defense consistent is also in helping them win games. And I feel that if they could kind of have everything come together all at once, the hitting, the pitching, and the fielding, that they're going to perform really well.
Yeah, and just one last thing on O'Vern. I know you said, obviously, we know him as a speedster. He gets triples, but if you look at the stats, he's tied with Galloway for most homers on the team with 5. So, like, it's very, that's not necessarily a strong suit, but having him having a leadoff hitter that has the ability to go yard is definitely dangerous. And touching on my point earlier about starting games off strong, if you have guys like O'Vern and Galloway at the top of your order getting you hits and getting on base early, could really turn the tide for the Trojans.
Yeah, I think if the team can limit their strikeouts as well, I think that's going to be, on the hitting side at least, will be big for him. And I'd love to see guys like Covarrubias step up. He only has a 245 slugging, which, you know, it isn't great, but I know he's been penciled in the lineup recently. And there's a lot of guys on the bench that I feel like, you know, on any given night, Braden Dowd, other guys that, you know, don't necessarily have an everyday or a consistent role in the team. I think this team is deep. I think on the pitching side, not so much always, but I'm excited to see if these guys can lower their ERAs and kind of get there consistently. But that's kind of all I have. Do you guys have any closing thoughts on USC baseball thus far?
Yeah, just that I'm excited to see how they play the rest of the season, and I'm confident. I think if this team, we've seen the past 10 games, if they play that way in the Pac-12 tournament, I think they can play with anyone and maybe steal a bid from some teams.
Yeah, I know we said that the upcoming games are not really top 25 matchups, and that would seem like easy wins for the team, but honestly, it really just depends how they come out. If they get started early, get going, and kind of put out decent numbers on the hitting side, fielding side, and pitching side, then they'll be good. They can't go into these games thinking, oh, they're just easy wins. They just got to keep that winning mindset in order to keep building momentum into the Pac-12.
Yeah, well, I definitely agree. And, you know, they'll have a tough road ahead, even if it's against some lighter teams, because, you know, obviously this team, we've talked about it before, has to play at a platoon of ballparks, and they'll have some away games. Trojans haven't really left Southern California since the Stanford series, and that was March 15th through 17th. So they've been in Southern California in some way ever since, whether it be at UCLA or at Long Beach and or in Irvine, where they normally play. And last night was at LMU. So they've been all over the map here in Southern California, but they'll have a tough series against Oregon. Oregon's been a really, really good team lately. They're a power hitting team. They have three pitchers in, you know, the top ranks of strikeouts. They know how to play, and they're going to be at home. They've been atop the Pac-12 before. I believe they're in third place now, USC slipping into fourth. So hopefully for USC, they can respond to the adversity and kind of go in there and ride off the momentum they had. The bats have really woken up lately. USC scored at least five runs in their last five games, all of which are wins. And really coming off just success against Oregon State has really inspired them. And kind of wish that was a three-game series and not a two-game series, because I think they could have swept, especially considering it's 17 runs in that second game. But that's all the time we have here in this segment of Talkin' Troy. We'll be back after the break. I'm Casey Kaslinner, joined alongside Marcus Partida, Joshua Sacker. Thank you for listening to this part. We'll be back in a minute.